There's been some confusion surrounding that leaked Supreme Court draft decision about abortion. Let's get things straight. It is not striking down Roe v. Wade. It gives the issue of abortion back to the individual states to decide. So you'll have states like New Jersey, which will preserve access to abortion, as states like Mississippi will ban it with zero exceptions. It's also been said, too, if every state likely to ban or limit abortion does so, average travel time for a woman to get an abortion will go from 36 to 280 miles, which is why I've now seen a growing list of businesses already creating plans to pay those transportation costs. It's also being claimed that abortion is the only issue which will be affected by this ruling. Well, maybe not. In your spare time, look up a Supreme Court ruling. This is from 1965. It's called Griswold versus Connecticut. The court ruled that a state law which banned birth control was an invasion of privacy and struck down that law. So how does that court precedent gel with this, albeit draft, decision? Right, it doesn't. Does this mean that issues like LGBTQ rights, gay couples adopting, interracial marriages, are they next? Well, there's going to be those who will try. Toxic white nationalist movement has sadly grown that much. I mean, really, they even have a spokesperson hosting a nightly show, 8 o'clock every night on Fox News. Now, personally, while I'm against abortion, I really didn't like the leaking of this draft ruling. Could have been done for a variety of reasons. Someone against the ruling wanted to give Democratic candidates and voters motivation to ramp things up for the November elections. Someone in favor of the ruling wanted to spike the football in the end zone. Maybe someone wanted to strong-arm Justices Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, and Gorsuch to rethink, quote-unquote, their position.